What's up, guys? This is AJ Cruz. Obviously, I'm your host, and you are listening to The Perfect Day Show. I'm a little frustrated right now. I put out a post on Facebook, and I told you guys, like, listen, I'm going to make an episode. I want to be vulnerable with you guys. I want to tell you about my story and about my childhood, but I've tried to record this episode twice now, and for some reason, every time I record it and then I go to upload it to try and edit it so that way I can get it out to you guys at the time that I told you it was going to drop, it keeps saying the file is corrupted. So I've switched cards. This is the third and the final time that I'm going to attempt to record this. So if it doesn't record, then I'm just going to take that as a sign that my story is not ready to be shared yet. I feel like it is. Anyway, let's get into this. So I told you guys that I was going to share my story and I was going to talk you kind of through my childhood. And this was something that I was very, very hesitant on. And, you know, the reason is because I've never really shared the ins and outs of my story to anyone before. I've shared them with, you know, my fiance, I've shared them with my family, and not even all my family. I haven't really talked about my perspective. But the reason I want to talk about it and the reason that I'm even posting this in the first place is because my one hope that comes out of this episode, is that it inspires at least one person out there. This entire podcast is based around talking with entrepreneurs, talking with freelancers, you know, wedding professionals about the business and the trials and the tribulations that they had to go through and the things that they had to overcome in business to succeed. But the one thing I never talk about is the trials and the tragedies that I've had to overcome in my personal life to even become the person who I am today to get into a business. And so, yeah, let me just kind of talk you guys through. So let's talk about where I'm at now briefly. So I own a business. It's called Buttoned Up Weddings and Events, right? Everyone knows this. Anyone who listens to this podcast probably knows this by now. But I started this business in October of 2020 after I've been freelancing, doing weddings on my own for 3 years. And so that's one aspect of my life right now. I came from an amazing company called Grindstone Media. My business partner, who was my boss then, Landon Rhodes, he's my business partner now. I have a beautiful, amazing fiance. I have fur babies, right? I live in an apartment that I'm very proud of. And all of these things in my life, you know, I have a great relationship with my dad and my sister and my brother, and my grandma is my best friend. And all of these things in my life are things that at one point in my life I didn't believe that I was going to have, or that I didn't really think that I was ever going to have or have the opportunity to do. And it all spurred from this one event in my life that happened when I was 9. So we all face, and I just want to preface this before I really get into the story, we all face our own difficulties in life, right? If you can relate to this, my ask is that you listen. Listen to the words that I'm saying, the story that I'm telling. And if you feel like this inspired you, if you feel like this helped you in any way, you know, I ask that you reach out. Reach out. I'd love to talk to you, talk through, you know, what you had to go through. And, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who can relate. But what happened to me when I was 9 was unlike anything that most 9-year-olds have to go through. So to kind of set up the story, my mom suffered from alcoholism. If you don't know what alcoholism is a disease. It is a disease that many, many, many people suffer with. And, you know, it causes them to use alcohol as the solution to every problem that exists within their life, to a point to where they can't stop. They become very dependent on it. And some people get out of it alive. Some people don't. I myself, having a mom who suffered from alcoholism, did not make it through that. And to kind of talk you through how I grew up, the things that I experienced, You know, my mom and my dad, they met when they were young. You know, I mean, they weren't super young, really. I think they got married when they were like 30. But they had me, their only child. My dad was married before that, had two other kids, my sister and my brother. You know, growing up through life, I never realized, I never understood, was probably a better way to say it, fully what the environment that I was growing up in was. And you really don't fully understand that until you're at the age I am now. I'm 22. But I look back, and this whole episode of me talking is, I'm just going to riff and just talk to you guys. But looking back, I can't believe how toxic that environment was for me as a person. And to see where I'm at now today, I'm extremely proud of myself, my family, and my support system, because without that, I don't even know what my life would be like right now. But a lot of things that I had to face, you know, growing up, you know, really young, there were a lot of things that I knew were wrong and I knew were off, but I just didn't understand. I remember waking up some days and my mom would never even be home. She would be across the street at the bar with her friends. And I didn't know that at the time. And I remember waking up some mornings and being terrified and calling my dad and, you know, just telling him like, Dad, I don't know where mom is. Dad, I don't know where mom is. And he'd just be freaking out and worrying. And then all of a sudden she would come back home from across the bar. And I remember one day she caught me and on the phone with my dad and slammed the phone, hung it up and just talked to me and told me how much like I betrayed her. And those are the type of things that, you know, really affect a person. And I remember, you know, there's so many moments like that. I remember, man, this just really opens up a whole new level of my life, right? man. You know, I'm not talking down about my mom. I loved my mom. I love my mom today. She was my entire world. But this is the truth. And I know that a lot of family, and I know that my friends are going to listen to this and say, like, you know, maybe there's things in there that they don't agree with. But the fact of the matter is that they had a perspective, and I have my perspective. And this is my story. And I just look back at my life. You know, I remember a time when I got dropped off at a stranger's house for days. And, you know, my dad was worried and, you know, I don't remember exactly what the intricacies of like how he managed to find me were, but he found me along with the sheriff. And it was like, I'm trying to remember this the best I can. You're so young. And it's just like, you know, I was staying with these strangers, these people that I didn't fucking know. I don't know where my mom went, but these moments just kept happening. And I remember going to these fucking parties way late at night, times that a 6-year-old, 7-year-old shouldn't fucking be outside, you know? And I'd be in the basement playing Mortal Kombat with these fucking weirdos. And I didn't know where the fuck my mom was. She was upstairs, she was drinking, you know, just crazy stuff. And I could go into intense details, especially specifically about that moment that I'm talking about, but I'm not going to. Just because I don't think that's necessarily important with what I'm trying to share. I just remember these horrible moments I constantly was in, these horrible experiences that I constantly experienced. And it ended up being a situation where my dad and my grandma, my mom's mom ended up fighting for custody for me, and they won. And I remember at that moment, she just started to spiral. She just spiraled and spiraled and spiraled. And, you know, it ended up putting her in the hospital. And I don't know till this day exactly what happened, but they did something to make her like better. I don't know if it was like they pumped her stomach or what, but they did something to make her better. And she ended up sobering up for, I think, the longest period she's ever been sober. And I remember in that moment, I don't remember if it was 6 or 8 months or a year, but in that moment, I remember how happy I was. It was like, I knew, like, this is my mom. This is who I know her. So you go through as a kid an unbelievable super toxic moment, and then all of a sudden things get better and you're like, wow, this is how good things can be. But then she relapsed, and that was the moment I knew that, you know, things weren't really gonna be good anymore, right? It got bad, and it got really, really bad. And so bad to the point to where she ended up getting put in hospice. Her liver, I believe, was failing. And I remember making a cast of our hands holding together, and I didn't understand what was going on. I thought that hospice was a place for people to get better, and it wasn't. And I remember in fourth grade, I remember getting called up to the principal's office, and they were like, hey, can you send AJ upstairs or up to the principal's office? And, you know, I walked in the principal's office, and my dad was in there with our guidance counselor, Mrs. Myers, and his eyes were red and his eyes were swollen. And I remember it vividly, him saying, son, your mom is in a better place. And I just, you're 9 at the time. And I thought that how naive I was. I thought she was better, and she wasn't, you know. That was my dad's way of saying she passed away, and that was hard. When I came to that realization, I knew things weren't ever going to be the same. And I remember having dreams, you know, weeks after that. Like the most realistic dreams ever, that, you know, she was still there and she was still alive. And, you know, that was hard. And I look back at those moments now and I realize that was what had happened. That tragedy, what had happened, was really taking a toll on my mind, you know, my mental as a kid. And it affected me throughout my entire life. And it still affects me to this day. I've learned how to work through it. I've learned how to talk about it. But I remember going into high school, I was very motivated. I did good in school. I had good grades. My dad pushed me really hard. My relationships were never really the best because, you know, I just didn't know how to deal with myself and with like women. And I didn't know what like real drive was. I think I genuinely just got lucky kind of in school. I mean, my grades, they did start to go down as I got further into high school. I did really well my freshman year, pretty good my sophomore year. Junior year, I did okay. So senior year, senioritis, you just kind of just don't give a shit. But like, I just remember like working through all that in high school. And there's a lot of people, I think that if I didn't have the family and the support system that I did, things would definitely probably still be a lot different. But I also think that at such a young age, I had so much self-awareness of who I was and what had happened in my life that I knew I had to grow up. And that's one thing that a lot of my now friends, they are older. The people I'm friends with are older. And it's just because, you know, a lot of my friends now, I think that's like the one thing that they say is like, you wouldn't guess that you're 22. And the truth is because I went through shit that you wouldn't imagine. And that, you know, that was it. And I got into track in high school, and I had one of the greatest coaches Coach Mack. You know, he taught me a lot. He taught me discipline. He taught me, he taught me work ethic. He taught me consistency and to believe in myself, because, you know, track is a sport where although you train with a team, you compete on your own. And I remember every time we get on the track, we'd be the last ones off. He's like, you always got to be the first ones on and the last ones off. And that's the hurdle crew. And I think that all these things in my life have molded me into who I am today. And, you know, when I graduated high school, you know, I worked fast food jobs, and, you know, I was dating every, like, in and out. And then I met my now fiance, and the greatest woman I've ever. She helped guide me in my faith. I think after everything that had happened, I became, and this isn't a religious podcast, this isn't a political podcast by any means, obviously, but this is my story, and so I'm going to tell it as I tell it. And after everything that had ever happened to me, everything that happened to me in my childhood, I identified myself as an agnostic. And I know that's going to fucking irk some people, so I'm sorry, but I'm not. Because when you go through what I went through when I was younger, I'm sure the people listening to this who can relate, there's two ways that you kind of lean towards. You either lean towards your faith and you lean on your faith, or you lean away from it. And I think that I leaned away from it. And the reason I say that is because, you know, when I was younger, I remember the feeling of being so upset with God and thinking, why would you take her away from me? I was 9. Why would you take her away from me? As I talked through it and as I worked through it, I went to therapy and everything, and I met Emma, and, you know, she never forced her faith on me, but I started to realize, like, God's bringing good things into my life. It brought her, it brought opportunities, brought sports, and I wanted to know more. I wanted to learn more. I wanted to understand my relationship with God, and she helped me do that. She never forced on me, but she helped me do that. And I did it on my own. And on this day, I can say that I am a child of God, and I believe wholeheartedly, and my faith is stronger than ever. And I look back and I take a step back and I look at my life. I look at where I came from and I look at the things that I had to go through. And I realize that if even one thing had happened different, if one person stayed in my life, or if one person left my life who shouldn't have, things would be severely different, immensely different. As I talk more and I think about this more, I want you guys, if there is anyone listening right now, to spend an hour today, spend an hour tomorrow, to take a step back. We spend our lives going 100 miles an hour, 24/7, 365 fucking days a week. And we never take a step back to really look at our lives and take a second to be grateful. I take a step back and I look at my life and I'm proud. I'm not where I want to be and I'm not where I'm going, but I'm proud of where I'm at. And I think it's important for us to all take a step back and look at our lives. Some of you might take a step back and be like, damn, I'm fucking killing it. Like, I'm doing great and I'm super, you know, I'm proud of you. Like, that's great. But some of you might also take a step back and look at your life and think, what happened? What happened as I was moving through this beautiful thing that we call life that got me to where I'm at today? And if it's something that, you know, you're still battling, or if it's something that, you know, you had to battle through, took a big impact on you, I want to say that I am here for you. You know, I don't think there's a lot of podcasts out there. I don't think there's a lot of people out there that can be vulnerable enough to just say, you know what? We go through the fucking shit. We deal with the things that we got to fucking deal with, right? But I'm also here for you. I went through my shit. I'm here for you too. But there's two ways that you can kind of go about this, right? If you're going through something now, or if you went through something and it's impacting you severely right now, or it's impacted you severely, there's two ways you can go about this. You can either succumb to it and let it take over your life and let it bring you down and let it be the thing that destroys you. Or B, you can take baby steps every single day to be better, to get better, to know better, to learn better, to love better. Read your books, listen to your podcasts, talk to your family, talk with your coworkers, surround yourself with people who are going to move you forward in life and not people who are going to keep you staying the same. I'm so smiley and I'm so happy and I'm so upbeat all the time because I never want to let my past define who I am today in a negative way. I never want to be the guy who loses a mom, who loses a dad, who loses a sister, a grandma, a grandpa, a best friend, and lets the world burn around him and bring everybody else down with me. I would rather be the guiding light for my friends and for my family and be the example to show you that no matter what the fuck you go through, you can get through it and you can thrive through it. Everyone deals with tragedy differently. And however you deal with that, like I said, I just hope, I pray that you thrive through it and that you succeed. So thank you guys for listening to this episode. Thank you guys for listening to my story. I appreciate every single person who clicks like, who shoots me a DM, who comments. You know, it took a lot to even want to record this, and then it's taken even a lot more to even want to post this. But my one fucking hope is that this inspires somebody.